Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Into the front court with 14 to play. He's calling for it. A guy. They switched it. Green. Gotta go. Working against Wolf. Gotta get a shot away. Three-pointer. No good. Rebound, Michigan. And they survive the Tritons of UC San Diego. And the Wolverines go on to round two, but boy, do they have to work for it. 68-65, Dusty May's team goes to 26-9.
Tournament time. You know, one thing about the tournament, quick thought on this, and then tell you what Sam Monson had about some receivers, get some calls in as well. Louisville, 8 seed.
Yeah, that was controversial.
Yes, because they were ranked 10th in the country.
Yeah.
And Louisville did a lot of, how dare you do that to us? And,
yeah,
you know.
I saw a list of all the 10th ranked teams in the country and where they were seated in the brackets. And I think nobody was ever lower than like a 3 in 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And they were an 8.
And they got crushed.
They got crushed. Yes, they did. I watched a lot of that game. That was the first game yesterday.
Yeah.
And they were like a one-man show.
Creighton couldn't miss.
The point guard for Louisville, his name escaped me, was amazing. And the rest of the team just got destroyed.
Yeah.
The whole game.
I was impressed. Like, Tennessee was impressive to me. Defensively, Tennessee was really good. Yeah. Anyway, so there's that. And then there's North Carolina, who doesn't belong, and they get a win, and they're favored to win again. Which, it's a unfortunate...
It's taken as justification for...
Right. It's a great example of results-ism. You shouldn't be in, but then you get in and win 4 games, and it proves you belong. That's not really how it's supposed to work, but, you know, as it is. 803-0550, our phone number. So just a quick thing on Sam Monson. Saw him doing something yesterday on Matthew Golden and receiver speed and all this, because one of the funny things about the draft and this time of year is guys run for a time. And you'll say, oh, wow, that Matthew Golden, 4.29, was it? That's going to put him in the top 10.
Yeah.
He's a speedster. Now he's going to go up draft boards. He's thought to be a first-round pick. He ran so fast, now he's going to move up draft boards. But then plenty of the film community will watch Golden and say, this guy does not play like a 4.29 guy. It's kind of odd. What is it about this? And Monson was going deep on 40 times. And watching the combine and freeze framing it with his like a videographer, a video editor almost,
mm-hmm.
and saying the way to get Golden to a 4.29 is that the clock starts late. And you kind of don't You never assume that that's what happens, or if he gets out early and they let him out early. We're talking about hundreds of seconds here.
Right.
And do they make him run it again? Laser timed. I can't believe in 2025 we still have pro days where scouts are hand timing guys. That to me is incredible.
There was a tweet recently from someone, I don't even know who it was, but they were at a pro day, and it was one of like the big draft guys, Jordan Reed, tweeted out. He's like, here's what the four scouts that clocked blank had. It was four different times. It's like, this is the four, we're just like average them out to figure out his 40 time.
I know. It's wild.
Four people with stopwatches, all with different times.
So he pointed out on Matthew Golden's 40, a video editor says he didn't run a 4.29, he ran a 4.37. Because you can point out that his hand is all the way off the ground and he's well into his start before the clock starts, before it moves to even point one.
Yeah.
Which there's, you know, a little bit of time between zero. I don't know.
Right. Then you're going to go to the thousandth of seconds. Like, does it take a thousandth of a second or a hundredth of a second to pick his hand up?
What you get to is, like, these teams right now, the Bills are doing this. And Keon Coleman is a great example of this. Like, Coleman, they do player tracking. What's better, a 40 time or a chip that says how fast you were running?
Mm-hmm.
The gauntlet. He's running very fast. Anyway.
Play speed.
So basically. Maybe Golden's 40, even though he had a very good 40, teams will look at that and say, we don't buy that. You know, your draft Nick might buy that, but the Bills and these other teams might say, like, yeah, I mean, he ran a good 40, but his play speed on film isn't that fast. Then again, it only takes one team to buy it. Whatever. I like Golden as an idea for the Bills.
I've watched his highlights. His play speed looks fine there, too. Not saying he's 4.29.
No, he just doesn't look 4.29.
Hey, he's 4.37.
Yeah.
That's still really fast.
803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Dan in Ellicottville on the tournament. Hey, Dan, good morning.
Morning, guys. Yeah, I was just, you guys are talking about watching in school, and this isn't about the tournament, but about watching a significant sporting event. In second grade, we used to get dragged down. The whole school got dragged down to the gym when they drag in a big old box TV to watch the World Series. And I'm sure people think of the World Series. In 1969, the World Series, all the games were at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, which is hard to believe. That every World Series game. So games one and two were on the weekend, but three, four, and five were Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. We get dragged down there and we get to watch the first three innings. And it was at a time when the Mets were in. It was the Mets Orioles, and the Yankees were terrible and a terrible period for them. One of their worst stretches ever in the history of the club. So everybody kind of became a Mets fan. We even adopted them in Western New York. And I was a huge baseball fan back then, and became a Mets fan. And then the worst part was just sitting on the bus on the way home. I was like the last guy off the bus. And so I had 25 minutes on the bus, and I basically missed innings 4, 5, and 6, wondering what was going on, go home, watch the end of the game. And then the game's over by 3:30. I mean, the longest game in that series it's hard to believe now, it took 2:33 to play the longest game in that series. Every other game was like between 2:10 and 2:33, but it just really struck a chord and I know Shope on the afternoon show, is this show ever sounded older? I'm sure at the moment this show has never sounded older.
It's okay.
Yeah, that really brought back a great memory for me. So thanks, guys. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, thanks, Dan.
Thanks, Dan.
Like, games, of course, like back that far would have been played during the day. I was just about to ask Joe this instant trivia question, which, depending on how old you are, you might or might not know this.
Mm-hmm.
Night games, right? When was the first night game played at Wrigley Field?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, We can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay. Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Chicago.
Oh, I know that they didn't have lights forever, right? So like the 60s, 70s?
Keep going.
80s? 90s?
Late 80s.
Late 80s?
The first night game at Wrigley Field was 1988.
Wow. How'd they get seasons in?
Now, 1988 is a long time ago, which just doesn't feel like it's that long ago.
Yeah. Well, I mean, for a ballpark that opened in like 1904 or something, probably.
Yeah.
For Wrigley.
Thanks, Dan, for the phone call. Memories of watching sports in school. It would have been, the tournament is the number one event. For me, not World Series.
I can't remember.
If you're in the 60s, you could do that. What else did school stop for?
I don't remember anything else.
Here's what else it stopped for when I was in high school. The OJ verdict.
Oh, okay.
That happened.
Ours stopped, a senior maybe this year? The day that they were chasing the Boston Marathon bomber.
All right.
Where they didn't know where he was, but he was...
I remember that one, too. That
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the day that
whole day
stopped.
Was... Every classroom was just that, the news was on. The whole day.
I don't remember it, but we were watching the Challenger when I was in school.
Okay.
I was in second grade, I think, and that was a...
Yeah. Sports-wise, though, nothing. I don't remember anything but the tournament.
It's the tournament, and past that...
It would have to be baseball.
Or Olympics, maybe one of these years where it's the time zones are...
Okay.
You know, stuff's happening early.
Yeah.
If there's a U.S. hockey game early in the morning.
Yep, that's right. Oh, I do... Okay, wait. Well, this wouldn't have been a broadcast, though. How are we watching it? I remember in first grade watching the Iditarod on TV. Yes. I don't remember how. It was the live Iditarod.
What first grade teacher doesn't stop for the Iditarod?
Right. Yeah, maybe the teacher was really into it.
Into dogs? Alaska?
Yeah.
Yeah, what else is on the list of things you stopped to watch in school? Then, of course, now that you can stream whatever on your phone, you could just go ahead and watch, you know.
Now, yeah, right now you can just do whatever.
Just watch Love is Blind. If you want.
You know, I feel like grading papers today. I'm just going to throw this on. It's called Love is Blind. Yeah, no.
803-0550. Thanks for the phone call, Dan. Sal's coming up today, 10 o'clock at Wayland. We've got a couple of draft parties to announce, by the way. I'm waiting for permission to announce our draft parties. But we got a draft party. So the draft, of course, is Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And if people want to come hang out with us and stress over what they do, we're going to have a party on Thursday for the first round, and we're having a party on Friday.
Friday will be fun.
They'll both be fun. I mean,
yeah,
a first-round pick, 2 second-round picks on the Friday. Like, we're going to have a draft party on Thursday and Friday out at some of your favorite local establishments.
So. Rounds 2 and 3 on a weekend day for Friday night is going to be sweet. So, hey, if it goes Emin Wari, Golden, Bills, Chiefs, that'll be a fun draft party if that happens.
If the Bills do not pick in the first round for a second consecutive year that we have a draft party, we will be taking the draft party on the road to One Bills Drive to stand outside Brandon Bean's office window and be like, dude,
yep,
we're trying to have a party.
Yeah.
Can you not?
You got to make a pick.
Can
dude.
You not? He'll trade up this year. I'll take that bet. He'll trade up this year.
What if they trade it first for Hendrickson?
Hot take alert.
Is that the only person that's even a smidgen available that would cost a first? I think so.
Maybe. Hot take alert on Trey Hendrickson. Saw it just moments ago. Bart Scott on ESPN. See what he said?
No.
Bart Scott on ESPN. I know he said it because they put the words on the screen underneath to say, like, you know, if you're watching this at a place where the... Bart Scott says that Joe Burrow spat in the face of Trey Hendrickson by advocating for Higgins and Chase and not for Hendrickson.
Okay. Well, does he know that Burrow didn't advocate for Hendrickson?
I don't know. I don't think so.
I don't think he would know.
Burrow just said, let's pay our guys. But Bart Scott says he spat in the face of Trey Hendrickson.
I mean, I could get why you might think Burrow pushed for his receiver more than the defensive end, but I don't think that has to mean he didn't push for them to sign Hendrickson, too. I mean, yeah. Whitworth tells the story there that like Allen was pumped up about Bosa signing. He's not throwing to Joey Bosa.
Yeah, I think Burrow wants Hendrickson.
Yeah, I think he would want his team to keep every great player possible. Yeah, I don't know. That's a bit of a hot take, in my opinion.
803-0550.
Still not signed, by the way, Hendrickson.
Still not signed. Yep. Jeremy and Joe, give us a ring. We're going to remember some guys. Top of the hour, it's going to be a good time.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.